Yeah, as far as going 800, I mean, there's no allocation for hams up there. The only closest thing we got is 900, and that's far enough to where you just can't repurpose 800 equipment. So there's no supply of equipment, infrastructure-wise. Yeah, it's a very little bit. There were some Quantars that were 900 capable, and Motorola sold an XTS 2500 that was 900 capable. It's just not, you know, just wasn't a lot of it. And so the surplus market for that stuff is pretty shy. So that's why it keeps 900 and 220 for that matter, kind of red-headed stepchildren of amateur radio. There's just no surplus equipment to get experimenting on the band. You know, you got to make the full investment, go buy a brand new 220 repeater or a brand new, and they're not easy to find. Not a lot of people producing for either one of those bands at all, so you can't even really go buy. So it's just really tough to, you know, you can do it. I mean, there's no doubt you can do either one, but it's just not like UHF and VHF and all that stuff. So it'd be nice if we had a little slice 800. Man, could we have some fun then, but that ain't ever going to happen. Too valuable.